Masechet Eduyot, Perek Bet, Mishnah Het. Mishnah says, Shelosha Dvarim, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Al Shenayim Hodulo, Ve'al Echad Lo Hodulo. Rabbi Akiva said three different things. Hachamim agreed with him about two of them, but they disagreed with one of them. The first law will talk about Tum'at Midras, which is when a Zav, a Zava, or a Nida, or a Yoleder, a woman who gave birth, if they put their weight on an object, it becomes Tameh, even if the person didn't directly touch it. For example, let's say they touched a blanket that was on top of it, but it was connected to it, the item would become tameh. But all of that only works if the item itself is used in order to support a person. Let's say a chair, or let's say a pillow, it's used for support, so therefore it could become something that is susceptible to tum'at midras. Rabbi Akiva is going to talk about a certain item. Al sandal shel sayadim. Rabbi Akiva said, a sandal of a lime worker, which was usually made in order to protect the feet of a worker from burning in the lime, that type of sandal, says Rabbi Akiva, shehu tameh midras, could become tameh through midras, even though the primary focus of the sandal is to protect the feet of the worker from being burned, it also serves to support him, so therefore it would be subject to tumat midras according to Rabbi Akiva. The second law we're going to talk about concerns a broken pottery oven that became tameh. In the times of the Mishnah, the oven was like a circle with a empty bottom. That bottom would be attached to the ground, would be cemented to the ground. In order to be considered a utensil that it could become tameh, all of the sides of the oven have to be at least 4 tefachim high. So the Mishnah is going to talk about an oven that was split across the middle, so now it's shorter than it was before. Al shiare tanur arba'ad. Rabbi Akiva said about the remaining part of a broken clay oven that it could become tameh only if it's at least 4 tefachim high. Shehayu omrim shelosha, because other people earlier on ruled that 3 tefachim would be enough. So Rabbi Akiva had to come testify that no, 4 tefachim had to be required in order for it to be considered a utensil to become tameh. Vehodulo, and Hachamim agreed with Rabbi Akiva on both of these last two cases. The third law we'll talk about is a little bit difficult to describe, but we have to imagine a box that is the frame of a chair. It's like a box with 4 walls and 3 boards are side by side on top of it, that's where the person could sit on. If the 2 outer boards were removed, and or only just the middle board was removed, then a person could still sit on the chair. But if the outer board and the middle board were removed, and therefore there's only 1 outer board on one side, a person would not be able to sit. So what do we do with this type of chair in terms of tum'ah? Ve'al ehad lo hodulo. One law Hachamim did not agree to Rabbi Akiva. Al kise shenitkelu shenayim mihipuyav ze besad ze. About a chair where 2 boards that were next to each other were removed, and therefore there was only 1 board at the side. Rabbi Akiva metameh. Rabbi Akiva said that even though it can't be used as a chair anymore, it's capable of becoming tameh because it could be used as a different utensil, which is a container. So even though it can't, the original purpose of that item was to be a chair, even though it's not that purpose anymore, says Rabbi Akiva, could become tameh because it has a different use now. V'achamim et taharin. Achamim say no, it's tahor, it cannot become tameh because it doesn't fit the original purpose that it was made for, so therefore it's not considered to be a keli, a utensil anymore.